Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They came ready to play. They wanted it, obviously, a little more than us. I got to be better. I'd be better in the protection game, in the pass game, in the run game, all of it. You know, it's anytime you turn it over three times, two in the red zone, really you could count that last one, you know, driving, kind of going into the red zone. So that's a recipe for disaster.
What sort of answers did you guys find at halftime that allowed you to start driving, you know, driving down the field and having a little bit more success in the third quarter?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like early on, kind of beating ourselves, and again, credit to them for coming out and playing. We got to do better.
Josh, you said they seem to want it more. I don't want to misquote you in that case. This time of the year in a division game, is that a surprise to you for your team that has done so well recently to come out like this today?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that starts with me. So I gotta be better. You know, starts with a better week of practice. Watch this one, learn from it, get on to next week.
Do you feel like you guys were flat?
Getting stopped on third and two, where I could have done something different there. Fourth down, they made a good play. So the first two drives just didn't really set us up great. But again, it comes down to execution, and we didn't execute. I was trying to get it to Shavers, the deep in cut, and just wasn't really able to step into it. They brought zero. Really didn't allow myself to step into the throw.
Do you feel like the game plan that was put in place put your guys in a position to be successful?
I think so. Again, starts with me, but we didn't execute. I didn't execute.
I know you're able to hit Keon for that 35-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter, but why is it, in your estimation, been so difficult to push the ball down the field early in the game and then certainly earlier in the year too?
I got to give guys chances.
Do you feel like Keon is doing enough with the chances that he's been getting?
I mean, got one today, so yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, give credit to the Dolphins. We didn't play well enough today, and didn't play a complimentary game. We came out, started slow. I think we had four or five three and outs there in the first half. Picked it up a little bit in the second half, turned the ball over. Defensively, I thought we did some good things, and then we gave up two big runs towards the end there. So a lot to work on, a lot to improve, so we learned from it.
John, on Wednesday, Brandon said he believed that the roster was of championship quality or championship caliber. After a performance like that, what is your confidence level that is indeed the case?
I love these players. I love these players. I do. I love the guys in that locker room.
Why do you think, and a couple of the guys mentioned coming out flat, for lack of a better term, or maybe just not ready at the start the way they needed to be,
given where you guys are in the standings in the playoff race, where they are, quite frankly, at 2-7, how does that happen against a team like that, knowing the situation that you guys are in?
Well, it's a week-to-week league. You got to bring your A game every week. We talk about that a lot. We really do. And we work our tails off during the week to come out, to your point, and play better and coach better and perform better overall. It didn't happen.
You had said during the week that you had liked the attitude that you had seen, particularly from the bye week to now, that you had seen an improvement in that regard. Do you feel like that took a step backwards today?
Yes.
Coach, you always talk about, it starts with front battle and the line of scrimmage. What were your observations of the line of scrimmage?
And it's not that, Jay, it's not that the guys weren't trying out there. That's not what I'm saying, and that's not what I was alluding to before the bye. It's come out and control the game early and play a certain way with a certain style, and we didn't do that today. And so that's why we got the result we got, especially in the first half, and then we're chasing the game. They were in control of the game for the first half, and then in the second half we were chasing the game, which is a hard way to play. And I thought we made some plays in the second half, not enough. And then we turned the ball over three times. It's tough to win in the NFL when you turn the ball over three times. So I want to make sure you understand the context of what I was saying.
Line of scrimmage is what you talk about a lot. It starts up front. Just what were your observations on both sides of the ball here at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, they got the run game going early and wanted to control the game. And I thought then we calmed it down a little bit in the second quarter and beyond. And then 8 minutes to go, I think roughly, they have 16 points in second down and I believe second seven, something like that, and they pop a run, and then pretty much the game was over after that. So I thought the defense battled. We lose Landon there and playing DQ out at end a little bit to help us. Got some guys banged up, but no excuses. We battled. Those guys were battling. And then, like I said, I think we were down 10 at that point, and then they popped the run. So just trying to get the ball back. So it looked like we had somebody in the hole right there, and he's elusive. A-Shane, give him credit.
What did you make of Josh's day?
I made some Josh style plays. I mean, he made some amazing plays, which he does. Just overall as an offense, it's never one person. Just getting off to a faster start, in a rhythm, controlling the line of scrimmage, being a two-dimensional offense. So I've got to look at the tape, but just moving the chains. Got to move the chains in order to keep the defense off the field. I think we had the ball five or six times in the first half. I think four or five of those drives, 9 minutes total maybe, with between those drives, which is we're not holding the ball long enough. So we got to look at the film and figure out why we're not moving the chains enough right there and doing so, controlling the game.
There's going to be times when you get behind the sticks on offense. What do you need to see from your group that allows you to overcome those situations? Because it's been a through line in the games where you guys have struggled offensively.
Right, so first identifying what is causing us to get behind the sticks. Is it penalties? Is it negative plays and how they're being created? And then secondly is getting back on track. It's hard to convert third and 11-plus in this league, and so you've got to get yourself back on schedule. How you do that is by game plan, depending on how the defense presents itself. But just too many third down and longs and one-dimensional type situations.
Sean, I know you end up putting up numbers offensively as it goes along, but was the passing game good enough for most of the game when the running game maybe wasn't?
Yeah, I'm not worried about numbers. Those aren't real numbers. I'm worried about moving the ball, controlling the game, playing our style of football on a more consistent basis, and that's what we got to make sure we get back to.
Sean, granted that you have to watch today's game back on film, but even before this, the passing offense has been having difficulties moving the ball in chunks down the air. So have you been able to put your finger on why that is and why you have been able to go to it when you kind of needed it too?
Again, just consistency, rhythm, I think, overall. I feel like, Joe, in order to really dissect today's performance, I'd have to look at it. But I felt like there were some things and there were some times where we weren't open. So it's a combination of the two, right? So it's, again, never one thing. And Mike, going back to your question, I mean to cut you off, it's just I'm not really into yards. I'm into real yards in the meat of the game and moving the football. And we didn't do a good enough job there.
Sean, you mentioned the injury to Landon. That, what happens last week to Hoyt, you understand comes with playing football.
Yeah.
the number of guys you've had out, though, because of soft tissue stuff, hamstrings, groins, calves, has that been problematic for you, and is that something that organizationally you need to take a look at to prevent as much as is preventable, you know, as possible?
Yeah, and I said this, Jay, when you guys were asking me about the trades on, was it Wednesday or so, and you always want quality players. They help you, right? And the more we kind of get into the injuries and some of the guys that are going out, you know, you go down the depth chart. And so I appreciate the way that guys have stood up and stepped in and taken advantage of their opportunities. You're knocking down, and it's, you know, you're getting down the list on there. So, but we will never use injuries as an excuse. We do need to continue to turn over every stone to figure out why this is happening. I feel like it's happened quite a bit year to year. This year is probably as much as I've been around. So, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is. I really don't. But we've got to figure that piece out pretty quickly here, and then year to year.
Is it a bit frustrating to have not, you know, hammered down as to why the passing offense hasn't been able to get it going consistently? I mean, you're now through week 10 and encroaching on the end of the season here. So, mm-hmm. Is that a frustrating facet for you?
Well, it is, because it's an important part of our offense. We've got a great quarterback, and you want to be able to move the ball two-dimensionally, and we should be able to move the ball with Josh through the air. But it can't just be one phase of your offense. It's got to be two working, you know, in concert with one another. So you guys know I say this quite a bit. It starts up front with the line of scrimmage, controlling the line of scrimmage early, and that sets up other things. So that's what I look at first, is are we controlling the line of scrimmage, and then how does that set up our passing game? So they go hand in hand.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.